Showbiz Goss with Peter Ford.
For Prestige Jayco, take a virtual tour of the range at prestigejayco.com.au.
Good morning, Pete. Well, Denise Drysdale has hurt herself filming something. What's the latest on her condition?
Well, she's in a lot of pain and she's hopefully getting out of hospital today. This happened at 3:30 in the morning last Friday. But they were still filming at 3:30 in the morning. Oh. This new show called Holy Moly for Channel 7. And she slipped, and whether she was messing about or whether she says the AstroTurf stuff that she was on because of the hour of the morning had got quite dewy and slippery. Mm. And she fell over and she broke her shoulder in three places. Oh. And it was her left shoulder, and she's left-handed, so she's going to be really out of action for a while. But, gee, what kind of TV show is filming at 3:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
It sounds pretty dramatic, but, yes, unfortunately, this is how good Denise is, though. Like, she's lying on the ground, on the AstroTurf, the slippery AstroTurf, writhing in pain, screaming, and they're calling for an ambulance, and she kind of gets the executive producer over and says, help me up, and I'll film a bit more so you can use the segment. So you got a closing shot because it was just at the very end of this segment where she was being electrocuted. So always the trooper. She wanted to ensure the whole thing wasn't wasted, that they could actually have enough to go to air.
She's amazing.
Oh, she is, isn't she?
Wow. Someone, Kanye West, still wants to be president. I thought this story had dried up, Pete.
I know. Look, I don't think he really realises it's not going to happen. And that could be quite sad for him when he does realise that, you know, with his conditions. If he truly believes this is happening and then suddenly the reality is that it's not, even in the best case scenario, it's not going to happen. He's only on the ballot in three states and he's kind of being treated as largely a joke figure. But earlier today he put out his presidential address and it's done with the flag flying in the background and the presidential music underneath, and you think, oh, really? Is this like a send-up? Apparently he's for real. So I think that's going to be the next stage of the story in a couple of weeks' time when the election happens in, 3 weeks today or something.
Yeah.
Suddenly it's going to dawn on him, oh, I'm not actually the President of the United States.
Gee whiz. Finally today, Pete, Elton John has written about the Yarra Valley somewhere. What's this story?
Yeah, well, of course, the concert he did in your part of the world went really, really well.
Yeah.
But the concert he did in the Yarra Valley at the Rockford Winery, that didn't go well. The torrential rain, I mean, the vision from that concert when he was thumping away at the piano with the torrential rain coming down and the security guards basically had to drag him off the stage, you know. But he's updating his book, his autobiography, and he's going to bring it out as a paperback. And so to give a bit of added extra, he's doing a new chapter. And he's talking about that particular night in the book, and he's also done the audio version of it and says he's never experienced anything like it, and he thought his wig was going to take off and end up in Tasmania. So thankfully that didn't happen. The wig stayed on, but there's still a lot of people who actually were trying to get refunds from that particular night.